This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and it's time for Marca Wrap. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us. So I think this story you have for us is the story of the week for pet owners. Tesla founder Elon Musk has released a new feature for the car model. It's called Dog Mode, and the feature will allow owners to leave their pets in their cars if they're going to park somewhere and come back shortly.
Yeah, so the Dog Mode was released yesterday on Tesla's Model 3, so dog owners can now set the car temperature and display a message on the car screen telling people that the pet owner will be coming back soon. And obviously, this is a problem in many places where dogs and pets are left in cars and animals die because of heat stroke and whatnot. And Elon Musk said he's going to use the feature himself because he's a dog owner and he sees a need for this. But I think the dog mode is useful for other pets as well, like cats and any other animals, because it solves the same kind of problem. And the dog mode, of course, joins a range of other interesting features like the Sentry mode, which records video feeds from external cameras in the car. Another famous feature is the Fart mode, which makes the car sound like it's farting on demand and when the indicator signal is on. But it's kind of useless because if you actually fart in the car, it doesn't help you. So you just have to wind down the window. And there's also the romance mode, which actually transforms the entire center display into a fireplace, complete with sounds of crackling fire and romantic music.
Who is using romance mode? I want to know that. With dog mode, I know that there have been situations abroad, especially where people have had the police called on them, right? When they've left especially young children in the car, even though they say it's just for a very short period of time, they were just running down, they were running back, and they come back and it's to a whole load of trouble. So I wonder whether, aside from this obviously benefiting pet lovers as well as the pets that they love, whether or not it's also a little bit of, hey, don't worry about my dog because I'm coming back.
Coming back, yeah.
Do you think it's about that as well? It's you know, kind of signaling to everyone, I'm responsible.
Yeah, and also like, because sometimes people will just break the window. In some countries, they do that. They
just save the dog.
To save the dog or a child. So in this case, I think they can also use it for a child.
No, that's true. So for what it's worth, Tesla has said there's a huge demand for the dog mode, hence the need to design it. But I'm just curious, how big was this demand and how Tesla decides on introducing these features? Because sometimes it seems like they're just, you know, kind of creating Easter eggs for people to find.
Actually. But there are dedicated Twitter and Instagram accounts called Dogs of Tesla.
My God, how niche is this?
Yeah, so it sounds like a movement already, but it could become a huge one because Bloomberg says the dog mode targets a key demographic for Tesla in San Francisco, which is a major market for the company. And 2 years ago, a study in the area uncovered that there were more dogs than children in the city. There were only about 15,000 children under 18 living in the city, while there were up to 150,000 dogs. So that's like 10 times more. So local pet associations have welcomed the move, saying dogs are very dear to their owners. So this allows people to connect with their cars like it's their home. And they're saying besides liking the car, they'll now see how Tesla helps them and helps them to take care of their pets. So this is like, you know, seen like a winning combination for all.
I wonder how much of this also has to do with the audience that they're trying to appeal to. It's very specific, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very targeted as well.
So can I get car features introduced now just by tweeting and you know, starting strange social media accounts?
To some of the people who tweet. So yeah, there you go. Can try, Lin.
Right, and moving on to Bursa, Yinsen Holdings had a good session this morning. How did the counter close?
Yeah, Yinsen rose up to about 18 cents earlier today, boosted by the new 2.36 billion ringgit contract with JX Nippon Oil and Gas Exploration. The company said the charter contract is for a period of 8 years and comes with options for 10 extension periods of 1 year each. And at 5 o'clock, Yinsen closed up 2.9% at 4 ringgit and 20 cents.
Speaking of, we've gotten some messages to do with this. So Puvin says, don't think you're supposed to leave a kid in the car unattended using the dog mode or any mode. Noted. It wasn't that. I think it's so. It's more so people can just signal that they're not people who have irresponsibly done so. I'm not suggesting that you do either of those things.
Yeah, don't do that.
And then an anonymous listener has said, Elon has some beautiful dogs himself.
Yeah, he has two.
There you go.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.